The best moments in life happen live. That concert you've been waiting for, the big match, the theatre show everyone's talking about. With Gigsburg, getting tickets to the events you love is simple and secure. Explore a huge selection of concerts, sports, theatre and more, all in one place. Visit Gigsburg.com today. Gigsburg, your ticket to extraordinary experiences.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Welcome. Big Shaq.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insets.
No.
Outside.
Go get
white body lick like just now.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Look, hockey just came. I guess they have come to terms, right?
Yeah, well, they have to get everything ratified, but the initial negotiations are apparently have gone through where they're going to be playing in Edmonton and Toronto, I think, for the
I guess the protocols and the process and everything else has finally been ratified.
And we'll see if they have the same issues that Major League Baseball had, as once they agreed upon something, then getting everyone to actually then officially agree on it. But yeah, hockey bubble format in two cities, and they'll start with the playoffs, and then they'll play the finals, I think, in Edmonton. So we'll have hockey soon. We'll have the MLS, looks like, on Wednesday, and then basketball will follow that. Then baseball will be the one. I don't know how they get their stuff done.
We got soccer today at 2.
Who is Everton playing? Someone that we don't care about?
Tottenham. Battle of mid table.
Yeah. The Texans are playing the Colts. Is that what's going on?
They're playing the Titans.
No, the Titans have a shot to.
Well,
do
yeah,
stuff.
It depends on which Titans.
Playing
you
the
get.
Jags.
Oof. Well, no you're insulting bad. You're insulting.
That was
Tottenham.
When they played Norwich. So yeah, it's
what about?
But it's basically the Texans are playing the Chargers.
Who did Arsenal just beat 4-0? I mean, talk about.
Well, and Arsenal hadn't been great. No. I don't know who they were playing.
They beat the snot out of them, and they're going to be relegated. It's a small team that just got up, and now they're going to be relegated.
That's how it goes. I wish we would do that here.
Yeah. See, but then. The Texans would never be relegated.
No, they'd be mid-table. They would never get relegated.
Well, the
that
one two, Kubiak, you've had a couple of two-win seasons.
That one Kubiak year. Yeah, and then you fight your way back up. I don't mind. It would. Well, the NBA can't do it. They don't have enough teams, but it would remove tanking from the equation.
Yeah.
No one tanks in world football, because if you do, you're going to lose a lot of money in playing in a lower league.
Yeah, but they don't have a draft like we do.
They don't. They just sign players they want.
First and foremost, they lose the revenue of playing in top division.
Right.
I mean, it's such a great concept. If we had an NFL, but the NFL, the money. I mean, if money wasn't a thing in terms of the giant TV contracts, the very best types of to contract every league down to 20 teams, and then say, okay, in the next league, you've got
the XFL.
You got 10. Yeah, you got 10 baseball teams. You got 20 major league teams and 10 baseball teams. And NBA could be, really, frankly, could be the same. You could say 24 and 8. You could have football, 24 and 8, something like that. Maybe even more. Maybe it was because you can't really – see, here's the problem. You can't really do it with where you eliminate 4 NFL teams. If you were to do relegation, because how would those 4 teams, who would they play, what would they do? You need to have at least an 8-man league, or
playing
18
the XFL.
League. Well, yeah, like the XFL, but it would really probably be more practice squad players, like an XFL, but it would be part of. You'd almost have to be part of the NFL, but it's a second league, because honestly, if you could say, okay, 28 NFL teams are going to be in the league every year, 4 are going to be eliminated, they're relegated, and if you had 4 teams waiting for them down there still, and so now you have an 8-team league where they just keep playing over and over, there would be people who would watch it for sure. There'd be fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
There'd be people betting on it, but not. They wouldn't make as much money.
No, but imagine if
the championship.
But imagine if one of the LA teams or the New York teams was relegated.
Right.
They'd be like,
oh well, but that's all they talk about. They get once you get to a certain stage of the year, fans of these teams, it's a really, really big deal. Like, holy crap.
We got to win.
Yeah. What's the documentary Must I watched win is, with...
would be awesome.
What's the documentary I watched with the team that got relegated and then relegated again?
You watched it. How would I know?
Who's the team that used to be...
What do you mean, how would you know? You know everything about
soccer. They're red and white.
You know who knows everything about soccer? Uncle Freddie. He's with us right now.
He does not know everything about
Uncle Freddie?
What's going on?
What did you say, Freddie?
How good was DeChambeau yesterday? Like, if he can get his irons in check, I think he's going to be unstoppable. I know John watched it.
Well, and I think Faldo is right. He needs to, he's got graphite shafts. He needs to go to steel shafts for his wedges because they're just it's just if he could hit a pitching wedge or a sand wedge more accurately, dude would dominate everybody. And it's not like he's not dominating now, but he's unbelievable.
No, it's crazy. I mean, 370, 365, and then he'd go right a little bit, left a little bit. How accurate! It reminded me of some of those long drivers, but God, the guy was just accurate. Like he was 10 yards off the fairway if he missed. It was unbelievable showing this weekend.
Yeah. No. You guys, these two don't know what you're talking about. Bryson DeChambeau just dominated the field. He is hitting it. How about when he told Troy Merritt to, you go ahead and hit. I got to wait. And Nick Faldo goes, if you'd have done that to me, I'd have given him the side eye. Like, oh, I can hit, but you can't. But the fact of the matter is, Merritt could hit, and he couldn't. So you go ahead. You go first because I can't hit until they get off the green.
Funny. I put Maddox on his diet. Maddox, his football coach, just said he needed to beef up. And I'm like, come look at this diet DeChambeau's on. This is what you got to start doing to beef up a little bit.
Are you sure that's all diet? I think there's...
What do you think it is?
I think that there's something funny going on there. How do you gain 40 pounds?
Does the PGA test for performance enhancing?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that he's a lot bigger and a lot faster.
No, he's huge. I mean, and then the way he keeps his feet, I mean, it's all that upper body strength, but super excited about the Astros and Rockets coming back. Good to have hopefully a little bit more normalcy, but hope y'all are doing well, and I'm good listening to you guys. Glad y'all are back.
All right, pal.
Appreciate it, Freddie.
See that? And Art loves this segment. He says, I love this segment. Golf rocks.
Wow. It was only 2 minutes, Art. The other part of the segment, we were talking about potential relegation in pro football.
It's just Art can't wait to talk golf.
How would people react, though? Because the other thing as far as relegating is because you can't afford to keep those players – they get dispersed to other teams. So just think about it, everybody. Your favorite team, let's say your favorite team's the Texans. They have a 2-win year. And because they're not getting the same revenue, they have to disperse Deshaun Watson to a team who needs a quarterback. I don't think people would be down. I don't think American fans would be down with the relegation system.
How crappy would that be?
Yeah, because that's what happens. If you have a star player, but he's not good enough to keep you up in the league, you can't pay for him anymore, so you sell him to someone else so you can make some of that money back.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I hate it, but yeah, that's what they do. And it's like a dump. It's just like a
player.
Do
you get him back if you...
No.
Oh, crap.
You don't. Like, if you couldn't afford Deshaun anymore because of your finances, now he's playing for the Jags. Because they gave the best offer. And then if you find your way back up, you don't get Deshaun back. He's playing for the Jags.
Yeah, you try to buy Baker Mayfield.
No, why would you want that?
So why would I want
what?
Gilfie Sigurdsson. That's how it works. You get worse guys sometimes when you give away Lukaku. We don't give them away.
You sell them.
They put money in their own pockets. The owners are like that. I don't love the Premier League business.
Well, that's
model.
Everyone's model
yeah,
around
no,
the world.
That's
world soccer.
It's international soccer. It's all money, 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 money. And it's baseball, basically. It's right. Actually very similar to baseball, where if you're lower level, you just have to, or even if you're lower level and you bring people up and you do it the right way, you know you're going to lose them at some point.
Yeah, but you get to, you put that money in your pocket, though, as opposed to the players getting the money.
That well, there's
the players get the money too.
Players do too, but yeah, you well, but
it's like Japan selling their players here.
You know, the difference is the Pittsburgh Pirates when they or the Reds, right? When the Reds they because they have collective bargaining where they get their money too. The Reds don't have to field a super high. They don't have to field a super high payroll.
That money, the revenue sharing in baseball is minuscule compared to what the soccer owners get.
But they don't have to spend either.
Look at when Japan sells us a player. You remember what
in baseball?
Yeah,
right.
Yes,
what Nomo and those guys? Yeah. Got?
Oh my gosh,
Arabu.
Who was it?
Hideki Arabu?
Red Sox. Yeah, the Red Sox paid $50 million to the team and $50 million to the player.
Well, that's how. But that's how soccer is. Transfer fee.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay just for the right to pay the players. That's like, yeah, this is dope. Why would they not? Of course, if you're a lower level soccer team, why would you not do that? But man, if you had relegation teams, I'm telling you, it was Sunderland Till I Die is the name of the documentary. I do recommend it on Netflix because they showed this used to be a pretty highly ranked team at one point. Sunderland was a very respected soccer team, and they show them on they basically pick it up after they've been relegated, and the fan bases, you know, they're talking to the fan. You know, I can't believe it. We go blah, 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 blah. And they're all upset, but then they're all in. They're all in Sunderland, like, this is gonna we gotta get back up into the Premier League. And then they stink so bad that they get flop out of the championship, which is sick. So they go to League One. Like they get relegated from the Championship League the very next year. Spoiler alert. And you know, they show ownership. You know, they
who was their GM? Bill O'Brien?
No, Bill O'Brien would never let the team fall that far. What Lance is saying is like if the Rockets were bad for soap for so a couple years and they wound up playing in China.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not even in the G League. They're so bad they got kicked out of the G League.
And they went to go play EuroLeague or something.
And like, you ought to see how people freak out like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. It's like being in college towns, right, where it's very provincial and everything. So Sunderland in these documentaries – you know, they're freaking out because the fans are like, this is their whole identity. It's like Penn State. You know, their identity is Penn State in State College. It's the same thing with these soccer teams in London, in England, is, oh my God,
well, how many
we're not even playing in the Big Ten anymore. Now we're out of the AAC.
And,
they're in Division Two now, football.
And getting your ass kicked by North Dakota State.
It was like Penn State going, it would like be like Penn State going to a division, falling into a non-power five, and then to a division two.
And then the FCS, and still getting their head beat in by North Dakota State or something.
Think what the fan base would do. They would flip the out.
Well, yeah, they would flip the F out. It'd be like a Miami fan.
Like the Houston Cougars,
still
right?
Allowed to play.
No, you guys.
The Miami Heat?
Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, no, they're still in
so
the
like
ACC.
The Houston Cougars, over the years with Sumlin and Art Briles and Tom Herman, they have been more like, I don't want to call them Leicester City, but they've been like, as a non-power
Wolves?
Five school.
Wolves?
Yeah, like Wolverhampton right now. They're sixth right now in the Premier League table. That's what University of Houston has been. They're not a power five school, but they're really up there. But at any point, you know, they could fall way
back.
Well,
they would have been bumped up with the Herman year.
Now would that be like Wolverhampton being in the top, finishing in the top six? It's the same kind of deal. Now let there not be any college football this year, and you will see teams getting potentially programs getting relegated.
Yeah,
that's why they have to move it. That's why it's just not an option. That's why college football is not an option to not play. That's why the spring's going to pick up steam. Because they're going to say, look, vaccine expected December, January, then we will play.
I've asked the question of the coaches, though. Would you rather play in the fall with no players, with no fans, or play in the spring with fans? And it was pretty mixed. That wasn't like, oh, no, we got to have fans.
But they're not going to get a vote. It's going to be the
school. No, I know. But obviously the coaches are going to be asked.
Because if they don't play, if they just quit and they don't play, we had Mark Schlaubach on. We know the amount of devastation that's going to hit college programs. And I'm not talking about it'll hit college football. You can forget women's basketball, All soccer, every swimming, golf, they'll get wiped.
That's what's going to hit. All right, 713-780-3776. And speaking well, baseball, Jeff Aronoff, he did a wonderful job. The marble at the new baseball facility that they fixed over at the University of Houston, it was an unbelievable job. And listen, if you're looking for somebody that's going to do a big job like this, like that, it is... They are – Jeff Aronoff does an unbelievable job. You will love the new look that you are going to have. If you're looking for a great, great guy who's going to come to your business and fix it up, or your home and fix it up, you cannot possibly think that your business is okay if you haven't done any redone anything in years and years and decades, or your home the same thing. If you think you're going to get your money out of that home, you're wrong. You're wrong. You've got to upgrade. And Jeff does this: marble, granite, tile, brick, stone. All of these things, making your outdoor and your indoor perfect. Just give him a call. It's got to be a big job. And Jeff Aronoff will get that job done. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about the Red Tails instead of the Redskins? I'm seeing Rich Jr. I don't know who he is. Anyway, best mock up I've seen. Red Tails, it's a plane.
In reference to the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a movie about it as well.
Yeah, I remember.
The Red Tails.
I didn't know that's what there was, the Red Tails.
Yeah. Now, he did put a pilot with a Redskins face guy.
It seems unfortunate.
Yeah, I saw that image. I don't think you'd have to do that.
Yeah.
But that feels like something that they could do.
Dwayne Haskins has already said he's in favor of it. So we'll see. Ron Rivera, the new coach, says he wants this done by the start of the season, and I imagine it's going to get done.
Trying to sell merch. Check it, Washington Rebels. Just a little heat check. What about Washington Rebels? No, we're not. Get him out of the marketing meeting. We're not doing Rebels.
How about Warriors? Now, why did Marquette change the Warrior name? I mean, Warrior is, you could be a, you don't, it doesn't have to be an indie. You could be a Warrior. If throughout the history of the world, you could be a Warrior.
You can do Warriors. Washington Warriors has a ring to it, but you have Golden State Warriors. So.
But there's no case, there's no reference to...
You have Tigers all over the place in different sports.
No reference to Native Americans. I'm not sure why Marquette... I don't remember Marquette as the Warriors. What was their logo?
Yeah, they were... Well, I think that they had... Their mascot was an Indian.
Well, that would probably...
That was... Reason. Yeah, but you just changed the mascot. Well, you didn't have to change the name.
What are they, the Golden Eagles now?
Well, the St. John's Redmen, the Red Storm. Yeah. Remember, they were Redmen.
Well, yeah, that should have been changed. That's Redmen. Warrior could be Swedish, could be Scandinavian, could be anything.
Washington Storm doesn't have the same. That sounds like a WNBA or a...
Yeah.
No. The problem with the problem with Marquette is there were too many images of the Warrior, and it was not complimentary.
Is it not?
So I don't think they could have kept the name. Yeah, the old school one. Like, you just look, just type in Marquette Warrior and go to Google Images. The images aren't complimentary.
Let me check.
So they had to change the
whole... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I get why they're... Let's get away completely from this.
That guy?
Holding a... Yeah, so I understand why they did it.
Madness? Yeah. That one's probably not sticking around.
No. Well, he can't. No.
Washington Rascals.
The Warrior thing comes from the fact because they want to be... Yeah, you see it, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop. Now you know why. Stop. You know why that name had to get changed completely.
Stop.
That's insane.
You had to get off that one. Yeah. I see it now. Okay. I get that now.
Yeah. The Warrior thing, people want to keep it because they still want the imagery of the maybe even putting the arrow on the or the spear on the helmet, because that's one, that's been one of their helmets in the past. Because that's why the Warrior thing had some traction.
Yeah, the old Washington Redskins logo with Sonny Jurgensen had just the spear through it.
Yeah,
didn't have the face. So you could go Washington Warriors and do the spear.
Possibly, or Native Americans. Say, how about you just don't use this at all, considering your history with us? You go find something else to use.
Plus, yeah, the owner that refused to have any black players.
Yeah, they've...
The Washington Monuments?
You just want to go all cap, like Capitals. You've got, what the hell, the Nationals. You just want to go...
Can't do that because they're already in.
No, as I'm saying, just go with that theme.
Yeah.
Now, the Senators were used to be the Senators,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the
now,
baseball. You could go Washington Senators.
Yeah, if you want to go back
to that.
Take an old
historical Washington name and flip it to football.
Just go all out. All the other teams are based on D.C. and politics. Just do it.
What about the Washington Gridlock?
Doesn't seem like something.
Feels like an appropriate potential name for that offense, though.
What about the Washington Trumps?
He's, even if he wins the next election, he won't be the president for all time. Well, he might want to.
Best name, highest rated name of all time.
Speaking of our...
How... Okay, would... Okay, what do you think... Washington. What do you think liberals would like more? The Washington Reds? You got a choice.
Oh, no.
Redskins or Trumps?
No. I guess we'll go Redskins.
Yeah. You know what? Look, I don't particularly like the name, but... I hate Trump more. We're gonna have to go. We're gonna have to go with that former name.
Washington football team.
Speaking of Trump, he took a shot at Bubba Wallace this morning.
Uh oh,
like NASCAR driver.
Yeah, he goes. When is Bubba? He asks, when is Bubba Wallace gonna apologize because of the hoax? Well, Bubba didn't actually find the noose himself. Someone told him about it.
He's not Jussie.
Yeah, and also
he's not Jussie Wallace.
Someone pointed out, would Trump even be tweeting about this if the Trump 2020 car didn't wreck this weekend?
Did it wreck?
Apparently.
Oh man, that's a shame.
Who's the driver?
We were in Orange Beach yesterday. They had a Trump boat parade, and there were 1,000 boats out there.
This is not a listen.
You want to talk about Redneck Riviera? That's what it is,
oh,
boy.
Oh, no, Oranges, yeah.
Oranges. Wow.
It's a nice little area out there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So we were driving back from Colorado, and we were in, golly, what was, I have to ask my wife, we stopped and got gas, and there was like a side of the road Trump rally with probably, I'll put it at about 30 people, 25 to 30 people with flags, and this is 4th of July. It's because I was driving on Saturday. Yeah, it's a Saturday drive because I drove Saturday and then Sunday. And there's flags and 4th of July. At first, I thought it was a 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. That was a Trump rally.
But then there's Trump signs with it. It was right, and this is not a joke.
Did you stop and go?
It was right outside of Walmart, and it was on the road, and I was getting gas. And
did you join in and get your red hat? You didn't get one?
First of all, I'm like any man. My wife does. I had to explain this to my wife at a previous stop. Where she, You're always rushing me. Look, it's not my fault that you didn't watch Family Vacation or you didn't watch Vacation. This is just a guy thing. When I, in my mind, and especially when I use my Waze for a trip and I get the expected time to be there, I'm always trying to cut down the time. I've got a time frame. And I expect to get to a certain place at a certain time. This is ingrained in men who are the primary drivers.
I pissed me off when we got to stop. You can't hold it.
Go! Like my kids, run to the restroom! Run! Pee! I asked my wife at one point, I said, look, because I take diuretics for high blood pressure. It makes you have to pee. So I said, look, you're going to be super offended if, like, just theoretically, I wasn't going to do this.
Peed in a cup on the while Gatorade you're driving?
Bottle. Yeah. Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
Would this be? She goes, absolutely, you cannot do that. Hmm. And I said, but look, I could save. You know, to me, I'm like, what an amazing time save that is. Are you kidding me? We don't stop for 3 more hours minimum and probably more than that. Like, why would you not let me pee in a Gatorade bottle? This would be an incredible. but women are, well, let's just stop. My wife wanted to take pictures. She wanted to stop and take pictures.
No.
All these cars were on the side of the road. Like, what the hell's going on up here? There was some place with these giant sunflowers. Somewhere 2 hours outside of Houston, there's these giant sunflowers. She goes, pull over, let's stop. I'm like, no, we already had a stop, an unexpected stop.
We got to be in Huntsville, Pike.
You remember when I lost 4 minutes when I missed one of the exits? Absolutely not. And, of course, I'm not getting home for any reason other than, in my mind, there's a number I'm trying to hit. Mm-hmm. And that's that. You do the same thing.
Oh, no. I can't stand it. If we go to Lafayette, it's a 3 hour. I can't get there in 3 hours.
This is the drive.
If we don't have to stop for you to pee.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you pee like I told you before we left?
What difference does it make? Can't we just do it?
No, it
matters. I can't explain why it matters.
It does matter.
It just matters.
927 ESPN, 97.
Eat in the car.
You know what else matters?
Make sandwiches and eat in the car.
Does it matter more?
Testosterone.
Is it like the SEC?
Yeah, testosterone does matter more. By the way, you find the testosterone, people with higher testosterone levels are fighting COVID better. So
that is actually true. And Men's T Clinic, well, I guess it is. John said it, so I'm just going to assume it's true. Men's T Clinic wants you to be at your very, very best. And being at your very best, it could mean different things for different people. But let me throw some things out there and figure out if this is you. How about mental clarity and quickness? How about your ability to convert your belly flab to lean muscle mass? How about energy levels that are at normal levels? You're not always a couch potato or constantly fatigued. These are very frequent problems that people with low testosterone have, and you can eliminate or certainly improve those areas of concern. Libido is another one as well, with your testosterone level reaching the point that it's supposed to be at and the normal levels. And if you drop below that, you're going to see issues in some or all of those areas. And Men's T Clinic can get you back to being the real you. They can get you back to the area and to the place where you were when you were in your 20s and your 30s. You feel better. You look better. It just makes such a difference from a confidence standpoint and just from a quality of life standpoint. Men's T Clinic have 5 locations around the Houston area: Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, Spring, and right there in the Heights. It's mensteeclinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm in London, got my beef for London. I style, no stylish, no Chanel, St. Laurent, Gucci bag, high lifestyle, no stylish, Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Do you see this? Your boy, Nick Cordero, died. Or Tony Cordero, excuse me.
I think it's Nick, right? The Broadway actor?
Oh, yeah. Nick Cordero. He died. Broadway actor from coronavirus.
Yeah, 41 years old. Been dealing with it for an extended amount of time. Apparently 90 days in a hospital. Over 90 days in a hospital.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, he hit it hard.
Hit him hard, yeah. Clearly. Passed away.
Lost his legs?
Yeah.
Lost his legs?
Mm-hmm.
As they were trying to save him. Wife and a child.
Yeah.
He was in Waitress and Bronx Tale.
And Bullets Over Broadway. And Blue Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He married a fitness trainer, Amanda Klutz.
You know the big... oh, really?
Yeah.
She passed away?
No. She's alive.
That's his wife.
That's his wife. Yeah.
Man. That's sad.
Nice young family.
Speaking of Broadway, you're going to watch Hamilton tonight, huh?
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, we saw it. My wife was so pumped. I mean, my wife and I went and saw it in New York back in 16. And it's, I put it up there with like the Longhorn National Championship game against USC with just an event where you're like, wow. You walk out of there just saying, wow. No, I swear on everything. When I went and saw it live, I had heard a lot of great things about it, but I was like, I was blown away by Hamilton when I saw it live, the original cast. I saw it here in Houston with the traveling cast. I mean, it was all right. I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda, what he wrote most of the music by himself. Some he did with the composer. But he took a book about Andrew, about Alexander Hamilton, and he said while he was reading his book, it made him think of East Coast, West Coast rap beefs. And he said that that was his, he's like, wow, this is like Biggie and Tupac stuff with between Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton and the Democratic Republicans and blah, blah, blah. And so he, and the Southern Democrats. And so what he, so he took a book that's historical text and he created songs out of it based on every, and there's real music. I mean, it's not all people have, it's all rap. No, it's not. There's some, but much of it is singing and some of it is standard musical. Some is stuff that you'd never seen before. But I, after watching it on Broadway with the original cast and then seeing traveling cast, okay. But then I saw it on Disney Plus with the family because they recorded it back in 2016 before they before all the cast was breaking up. And I can honestly say you're not going to get everything, obviously, watching on TV, but they captured the musical really, really well for Disney Plus. Disney Plus, this is a huge boon for them. And Johnny Harris, I saw him on Twitter just saying, me and he's watching with his daughter and wife. He's like, we're already on our second watching and going for 30. He goes, I'm blown away. This is one of the most incredible things I've seen. It is really, the talent level and that cast is off the charts. Leslie Odom and David Diggs and Lin-Manuel Miranda is one of the least exciting performances of all the, I mean, he's like, you'd put him third or fourth of the people on there. So when you get a chance to see it, there's going to be some people who, oh, I didn't see what the big deal. But if you like musicals at all, or if you like theater at all, or even if you don't, you're going to watch this. I saw
somebody on Twitter was like, I'm watching Hamilton. It ain't all that.
Yeah, no, you're going to get some of that. But most people are going to be much more positive.
I've heard people, if you love Broadway musicals, you'll love this. If you're not into it, you're not going to be. It's not going to sway you. That's what I've heard.
But as somebody who has seen Broadway musicals, this is unlike a lot of Broadway musicals. I thought Something Rotten was really good, but Hamilton's just on a completely different level. Now, it goes from song to song to song, but it is telling a historical story. And
Les Mis is just, it's all songs.
Yeah, but Les Mis, when I watch Les Mis now, I'm like, God, this is the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. After you watch Hamilton, you can't watch Les Mis after that. It's, you know, I want to see your face and hear your hair. Like, oh, God, I can't do this anymore.
Sorry, nah.
Last 3 hours. Yeah, it's not that. And I liked Les Mis when I first saw it.
Why are you hating on Les Mis?
No, I liked it when I first saw it. Now I'm like, oh, I can't do it anymore.
Hamilton.
The movie was.
Beat it, Hamilton. You're just taken away from the experience that is Dark on Netflix. That's all.
So I started watching Dark, and I feel, well, I got to start season one, episode one.
Yes, you do. You have to start at the beginning. What's Dark with you?
Yeah, I have to start on that. But you started in Marcella season three.
No, it's not about what you just did. You started in the middle of it? When did you start it?
No. I'm on Marcella season three now.
No, I'm talking about Dark.
Yeah, see, Dark, I'm going season one, episode one. And I got 10 minutes in.
That's how you start every
show. That's how you start every show.
No, I know, but I mean, I got a long way to go.
Yeah, you got 3 seasons worth.
My wife finished her 6 Feet Under, and she's on. Finally, I'm all excited because she's watching Succession, like a show that has been done, you know, prior to 2003.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you, I'll look on my DVR, like, oh, look at this, it's 90210 and Friends and just stuff.
Friends? She's still on Friends?
She's seen all these things, Castle, things she's seen millions of times. So she's watching Succession and I'm all excited. But I'm going to watch Dark after I finish Marcella. I'm on episode 6 of the new season. And
was LaShane on CNBC?
I don't know. Might have been for Canada Day.
Oh, I see LaShane from Riel on CNBC right now. Oh, that's what Rod said.
He might have been. Might have been talking
What's
about
that. What's that scumbag doing on TV?
What is that scumbag doing on there?
Oh, yeah. Typical scumbag. Going to be on CNBC.
I don't think I've heard anyone accurately describe you as much as LaShane did.
When he called you a scumbag,
I was like,
real.
I was like, man.
That's pretty accurate.
Dead on, buddy. Nice job.
Yeah. Oh, it's Travis Johnson. Hated Hamilton.
Who does Travis Johnson hate more, Hamilton or the initials A&J?
Oh.
Yeah, like I said, it's not for everybody, but I can tell you this. The tickets were gone for Well, the tickets for the last showing, we're going for $3,000 a piece per ticket. Richard Rogers Theater, anywhere from $2,400 to $3,000. I made money reselling some Hamilton tickets. I got lucky enough to get in on a lottery and bought four tickets and sold them and made money on them, but I'm part of the problem. I was part of the problem, one of the scalpers. But, no, they were going for, by the end, they were going for a ton of money. I highly recommend it. If you don't like it, you don't like it, but I think a lot of people are going to like it without even thinking that you would like it. And even if you do like it, it doesn't mean you're going to like all musicals. Because just because you like Hamilton doesn't mean you're going to love the different musicals. Kids love Hamilton because they like the music. But I'm watching it again, and I'm like, I kind of missed that in theater. And I'm like, I forgot about this historically.
Disney Plus, right?
Mm-mm. Disney Plus. Yeah.
We do have Disney Plus. I didn't think we had it. We do have it.
Of course you do.
Frankie stole it somehow.
But he has it from Frankie. His wife. Your wife should be an employee. She should say,
you think they give that away?
Yes.
No. I actually do think they
Mickey Mouse ain't giving that away, Dale.
Station.
Hey, Dale, stop giving us away. Okay.
Sorry, I'm not ready for that just yet.
Yeah. Okay. Mickey ain't giving that away.
Bitch, quit asking for free stuff.
Yeah.
I don't I don't use that language.
Here you go. Trying to give our product away.
See, I'm not into it right now. But I don't know. I thought they would just assume they would give that to all the high ranking employees. Just break them off some Disney Plus.
No. You gotta pay for it. Okay. We ain't ready for all that just yet. Frankie found a way to steal it, so we're good.
What's that you said, John? Frankie stole what?
No, what now? Mickey's pissed.
Mr. Disney never said anything about giving things away for free. How do you think we made all that money?
Yeah, you're damn right. How do you think you're going to get paid, Wendy? You got to start paying up. Up on your Disney subscription.
All of a sudden, Granados want us to dock some paychecks, huh?
Mm. Alec, I'm getting excited about the baseball season.
Are you? You are so so flippity floppity.
I know.
John Kerry.
Well, here's the deal.
That's an old reference, but... all of a sudden, we're excited about baseball now?
Well, I'm kind of excited to see our team, man. We haven't seen them since they've been like the most hated team in the history of the world.
How long do you think over under before the schedule is compromised? 7.5 games.
Oh, Mr. Bad News.
Compromised? What do you mean? Like an injury? Like Mike Trout gets hurt?
No, maybe a team shuts it down. Like maybe a game isn't played between two teams.
No, every game will be played. Every game, you know what? Bring somebody up. That guy tested positive. Bring somebody else up.
Well, that's the way it should be done.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that's the way they will do it.
They will do it that way.
Look, we've seen, if you use the Twitter as your guide and all the, I've realized that even as I consider myself a liberal person, there are people who are just far beyond me when it comes to the snowflake or whatever the attitude, or whatever you want to call them. Well, the NBA had all these positive tests. This is going to be a disaster. And I would like to point out, the NBA never said no one was going to catch it in their home markets. That's the whole point of the bubble, to keep people safe. I think that is how these leagues have approached this, that we know people are going to get it. We just believe our process will make sure this doesn't spread throughout the team and we can continue to operate. I think that's the approach. So I don't think one test is going to knock them out, or even two. It would have to be this widespread outbreak where there's like 10 guys in a matter of days where they're like, okay, now we got to stop this. But if it's limited to like one to two, I don't see them shutting it down.
No. And even if it's not limited to just one or two, if the team has three or four guys,
I'm talking about a large outbreak. I see them not
again
playing.
I think the only way that we're not going to play is if we have a death. If an athlete, and God forbid it happens to a college athlete because they don't get paid and they're now giving their lives for this, if a college athlete should die, then it would be a travesty. Rudy Gobert shut down all of sports when he got sick.
Once again, Dell makes a very viable point, though. We share that Donovan Mitchell didn't give it to Rudy.
No, I said that. And answer is...
he said it?
Yeah.
Said it.
But the thought is, who...
Make a viable point about that?
Yeah, no. But the thing is about this is dangerous, putting players in danger. We don't know that even the initial test, positive test for basketball, we don't know that these are coming from basketball-related activities because they're most at most these guys are in individual workouts with one guy passing them a basketball and they're shooting. So is it easier to say, hey, go to Orlando for or however long you have to be there depending on how well your team does as opposed to staying in your home market? And, you know, I don't know if these guys are all in relationships or whoever they're with or just even going out in public. Why would it be safer to be in your home market than to be in a controlled environment
right.
and play?
No, right.
You can't.
So, well, how about not doing anything? That's what the point is.
Yeah, that's well, yeah, but these guys have proven they're not just going to sit at home.
Well.
So if they're not just going to sit at home and they're willing to play, well, why is basketball a problem?
Not well, if I am responsible, though.
Well, yeah, if you are responsible and you're not getting it because you're staying at home, then yes, you yeah. are. There's added risk to what you're doing.
Yeah, but, what if you're 22 years old right now and haven't had it, haven't gotten it?
Then what are you? What kind of hermit are you?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, honestly,
what are you? A virgin? What are you?
Well, you
what
don't.
No, seriously.
What's Drake claims? Jalen gotten it yet?
No.
We're not going to criticize the intern for his lack of whatever you think he's
not
doing.
I don't know what he's doing out there.
No, I don't think Drake has gotten it. And he thinks he might have had it in February. He was pretty sick. I mean, it was before it was thought to be in Houston, but what we're finding out that was.
We don't know.
We don't know anymore.
I don't know the science. Are people not necessarily immune, but they just don't catch it, even if they're around it?
No, they say that. Well, they have said some younger kids have an ability to kind of almost fend it off, but I don't know.
I don't know the science behind it as far as that's concerned.
944 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
I'm going to mention. Make sure and listen to Kenny Smith on our podcast, podcastarena.com. You can go check out. Kenny Smith was with us in the 8 o'clock hour, and some good stuff from Kenny Smith. Mm-hmm. About 8 minutes long. But you'll be able to find that on a podcast at Podcast Arena.
Mm-hmm. 944. Don't go anywhere.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
947 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to call to get in here.
I know we had a couple of things I wanted to get to. I see some of the messages. Did you see Childish Altuve sent us the Instagram post of the lady doing fake sign language? She somehow got up. If you didn't look at it, make sure you look at it because it's a lady. They had a whole thing on Inside Edition.
He didn't send it to me?
Yeah, I think you were on there. Oh, no, wait. No, never mind. That's the one he said. It said, focus on opening schools, not bars. How does that make you feel, John?
Focus on opening schools, not bars.
Yeah. What
do
you think of that?
Rat's ass about schools? I don't
know. The guy is drunk.
I'd rather much have a rather. Most of us would rather have bars open. Okay.
This is the one. I think Tony sent it to me. Tony Garcia sent this to me. This is a video. And now she's pretty good at this. It turns out that she's been arrested several times, I guess.
She just got up.
Fake sign language.
At a sheriff's. I don't know how she did it. Watch her. Now, this is at somebody's hearing. And see, she's just doing. Now, this looks like it could be real sign language to me. This is, this is all fake sign language. Watch this. Watch her get arrested. Watch her do the arrested thing. God, that's really, really good to me. And there's the arrested thing where she puts her. Yeah. And this her arrested several different times for different things.
She just gets up.
Started doing some fake sign language at a police news conference. Right. No one thought anything about it.
Oh, God. That's so funny. Mark says the antibody seemed to be only about 2 months. I know somebody that may have had it twice, once in January in a recent positive test. Yeah. That's the scary thing is that you can get it twice now. Apparently they found that out.
See, can you really get it twice, or are people not getting, or are they coming up with some bad tests? Because, you know, those instant tests, they're like, oh, these are real hit or miss.
Travis Johnson hated Hamilton. It was Travis Johnson. Clay Travis was like, black people playing white people? Imagine country music play of the Obamas if it was a musical.
Well, first of all, considering country music's fan base, they ain't making plays about the Obamas.
Well, what if they did white people playing the Obamas?
And I would say to Travis, not Travis Johnson, Clay Travis, I don't know if you know America's history. White people have been playing black people and not being complimentary about it for a long. It's been done.
Well, what if it was complimentary?
Would it be complimentary?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Were black people playing white people complimentary of Hamilton and Aaron Burr?
Oh, yeah, it was.
They did what Aaron Burr did, right?
Yeah. It has no impact on. It has no impact.
So what if white people played the Obamas?
Well, I don't want to get into Clay Travis's nonsense, to be honest with you. It's so stupid. Everything about this guy. That's why I don't like him. He's a one-note guy. You can know his side of anything before you even ask a question.
That's kind of true.
That's the biggest issue I have with him. All right, do what you have to do. Do the same thing over and over again.
All right.
I just saw the guy getting hit by lightning.
You see the guy getting hit by lightning?
And it looks like he disappeared.
Apparently in India, there was a story out. India had like 100-some cases of people being hit by lightning. Oh, and here's another story. Authorities in the China region. This is from CNN. We can't believe it, though. It's fake news. Authorities in the Chinese region of Inner Mongolia are on high alert after a suspected case of bubonic plague, the disease that caused the Black Death pandemic, reported Sunday. Congratulations, Jana. You started another. 147 people killed by lightning in India over 10 days.
I'm telling y'all, start adding these up. The locust plagues, the lightning strikes. It's a wrap. How are we going to play college football when the world's ending?
The world ain't ending.
It's in the Bible. 147 people shall be struck by lightning in India.
I don't think the Bible has ever been that specific about anything.
Yes, it's pretty verse sure. 3. Book 6.
What?
6-3.
It's no what? Book 6. Yeah. It's chapter and verse. What's the name of the book?
6.3.
No, that's not how the Bible.
It's Philistines. Chapter 3.
Yeah.
But there's a name of the book. What book is it again?
Philistines.
Philistines?
Yep.
You're a sac.
Do you go to church? Hold on. It might be the locust one.
You mean Revelations?
Yep, Revelations. Yep. Also known as the locust one.
I don't know if you go to church or read a Bible.
I'm pretty sure you don't. I'm pretty sure.
You're holding it. That's upside down, sir.
Oops. Is that your Bible?
It's a Bible.
It's a Bible.
It's a Bible. The lightning strike thing is crazy to me. That there's lightning's been unusually aggressive over the last 5 years. What? Now, it's also every lightning story hits my timeline because people are so nice to send to me.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, before Twitter, did you have the lightning count? No,
I always know when there's lightning stuff, but there's
you did back in the 80s. It's been way more aggressive.
It's been killing a bunch of cattle, and it's been elephants got whacked the other day. I'm assuming lightning. A bunch of them died.
Those weren't attributed to lightning.
I'm attributing them to lightning.
All those horses at Santa Anita, lightning.
But look at lightning. You said it killed that many people in India.
Right.
Lightning now seems to have basically some type of guided capacity where lightning's like looking at people. Oh, there's one. So no, you get him.
You think lightning is being used as drone strikes?
What feels like lightning's getting smarter.
What do you think is controlling the lightning?
No, I think lightning, it's AI.
What?
Yeah, just same way Boston Dynamics is creating things to kill us, except they put a horse head on them. Like, no, it's not scary anymore. See these little horsey heads? I know y'all saw that one.
Yes.
Where the little robot dogs who look terrifying because they're right out of Black Mirror. Now they put horse heads on it and like, hey, it doesn't feel scary anymore, the little horsey head.
Mm-mm.
This doesn't feel as bad. Yeah, it's the same robot dog with a horse head, okay? But, you know, they're training these robots to attack and kill us probably. Or at least maybe they're not training them to, but they'll learn to do it through artificial intelligence. I just feel like probably the lightning is getting smarter.
That makes perfect sense. No, everything you said there makes perfect sense.
AI for lightning? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because why is it killing everybody all of a sudden? Think about it.
Why do you think lightning is attacking people?
Deep state.
What?
Deep.
You can't just say deep state and back away from the mic.
You can just say deep state and then you, and then you just move on. And
dab. Deep state and dab and I'm done.
He just dabbed and rolled away. Oh, 713-780-3776. OU Mike has an answer for the lightning.
Oh, great.
Right, oh, OU. We're almost hey, OU Mike.
Well, guys, I don't think you're taking into consideration that lightning is white. So, you know, lightning, I got a big problem with lightning.
Because it's white. Oh, you Mike. He's always got something. I mean.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
Yeah, there are too many white people.
And apparently lightning is part of that list as well.
All those whiteys out there. See how dark I got on vacation, though?
Yes, you are. You're tan.
Yeah.
You also dark have meat. Stop saying that. You also have another attribute you haven't discussed.
What is it? My beard?
The beard.
Oh, yeah. I've been having it.
Why are we just letting it? Yeah, but no one knows except on sports map videos.
Right. Or if you're on Twitch.
Yours is first time in a month.
You've
been having it here in studio today. That's the only time you've been having it to
post. Well, or on the sports map video.
You going for the Kenny Rogers look or something?
No. The world's most interesting man.
Oh, you are brown like him.
I am brown. Only I'm more interesting than he is.
Well.
Oh, before I go for the day, let me tell y'all, because I got to write this article about Rookie of the Year. I just got a text from somebody who said, from somebody who's in media, said, do you think NFL is going to go? I'm like, if college moves to the spring, they're playing for sure.
Oh, for sure. Spring.
I'm really starting to think if there's vaccines and they can get people in the stands, it makes more financial sense to play in the spring than the fall, doesn't
it? No, the NFL will go for sure in the fall because they'll own it. Own it. They'll own everything.
Okay, but they won't be able to have a stadium full
of
people.
So what? They're gonna make
colleges. They will still lose a tremendous amount of money, even if they
colleges
play.
Can't afford to not have fans, but NFL can. So they'll lose $3 billion of their 20.
Okay, so what's the favorite right now? College football. I'm gonna make three. I won't make them the favorite. Rank these. I'll go to have Dell first, and then you. College doesn't play. College doesn't. Finish the season. Doesn't play or doesn't finish the season. Same thing in the fall. Number two, college plays in the fall and gets through in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Or three, college plays in spring.
Spring.
How would you rank
them? I'm going spring one. Plays two, doesn't make it three.
I would say probably the same. I think the favorites, once they figure it out that – First, we're not going to have fans, and there's a real shot that I think a lot of it's perception too. Because if these campuses are closed, and then they're gonna say, "Hey, you can't play football when the regular students can't even be on campus." I think that'll play a part. Although I think that's kind of backwards. It'd actually be safer for the football players if there are less people on campus.
Yeah,
but that's whatever. I think it's spring. I actually think it's spring start and then get canceled, and then fall football that gets all the way through.
I'm kind of with you. The more I think about this. And the more money stuff that we've read about and know about, even if they play in the fall with no fans or limited fans, they're still losing a tremendous amount of money. Spring, potentially, would be the ability to maintain all that revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be so many people who are going to be so hungry to go out and like, I'm going to a Northwestern game this year. I don't care. Like, Rice, here I come. I mean, in theory.
You're stretching a little bit.
In theory.
No, but you know what? College,
great day.
College football might go... Hey, wait a minute. We're not heads up against... We have the entire spotlight in the spring.
But then college basketball is like, hey, guys, this isn't so cool.
Then the college basketball moves to summer. It's 9:59 ESPN 97.5. Beat it, Lance. Right now, though, I'm talking about, forget college basketball. What about the basketball in your backyard? What about the basketball in your driveway? What about basketball for your kids? Your little kids want to play. Daddy, I want to go but you're not even 3 feet tall. I know. So I still want to play, but I can't reach the basket. Well, I got a solution for you. It's the hoop sporting goal, because you can lower it so the kids can actually enjoy it. Even the big kids can enjoy it. Even big kids that are, you know, they're not that athletic and they want to play and they still want to dunk. Well, they can lower it and they can have dunk contests and they can hang on the rim all day because the rim won't break. It's unbreakable. And if you're looking for the tempered glass backboard and the unrustable stanchion and everything else, it's the perfect, perfect, perfect goal. When you see it, go to produnkhoops.com and take a look at the product, and you're going to go, wow, that is way better than that one that we saw online or the one we saw at the sports store. It's the best goal, period, exclamation point. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.